Greetings and salutations. This is a project review with Q and Arrow. You can call me Arrow. My mission is to participate in human experience that together we are creating a new earth in peace. This show, Project Review with Q&A, airs every other Sunday at noon central. My alternating twin sister show will be also Sundays at noon central on the other, every other Sunday. It's called a St. Thomas show. The St. Thomas show will bring light to Yeshua's teachings from 2000 years ago. And if you're familiar with my brother Q's teachings, you'll know them to be the same. One book, it has one page, and on that page it says, go within. So today, we are celebrate good times. Come on. We're going to celebrate. We're celebrating. The war's been won. The playground is safe to come out and play. There's no more boogeymans in my reality. Of course, Q was nice to point out that I'm the one that created that boogeyman. And we're just coming together to play and to figure out this creating thing that we've all got. We all have a creating thing that we're doing here. I got a quote. This is a quote from Q. We all have one thing in common, and it's never going to leave you, ever. And that is, you are a creative force from God. We are gods and goddesses. We are the creators. And this platform here is one that I would really like to get involved in that. How are we creating? And creating the new earth, this new earth in peace. Follow your breath and the rest will follow. Follow your breath and the rest will follow. Follow your breath and the rest will follow. That's just a line out of a song. The song is called One Follow by Alexa Sunshine Rose. And that was just one of the phrases in that. There's another one. Open your heart and the rest will follow. Open your heart and the rest will follow. Open your heart and the rest will follow. Beautiful work, Alexa Sunshine Rose. The music that I will be showcasing on my shows are the inspirational songs, that just the words in these songs that I want to give a tribute to are current artists. I believe they're all light beings coming in, that the words in these songs from beginning to end is just incredibly inspirational to the new movement of the new earth. And I just want to bring some of those samples here. Alexa Sunshine Rose, you're absolutely rocking it. Thank you for all your music and your words. They've propelled me forward. I want to cover a couple questions. I've gotten several questions coming in. And I want to throw out an email. If you have general questions for the project team, general questions can go to aerobaticseagle@protonme. aerobatic is the same as acrobatic. You take the C, as in cat, out and put an E, as in elephant. AeroBaticSeagull at proton.me. And that's for general questions. Also, a shout out, a beautiful black butterfly wants me to give a shout out to a lady, and he used her name, and Black Butterfly says that this lady and Christian are part of the Q team, the old Project Review, and that this lady was a contact person in setting up a live conversation between Black Butterfly and Q. Now, he gave me the name, and I was going to shout out these two names, but then he also made reference to Q joking that she doesn't like him to put her name out on the radio. So I'm like, well, then I don't want to put her name out on the radio. So she'll know who she is. There was a lady working with Christian, and Black Butterfly is putting a shout out to the two of you and would love to hear from you. If you want to correspond with him, the project team is in direct contact with him, and we would love to get your information to him if he could make contact. The other questions here, let's see. In regards to Q's original PRQ team, whatever became of this lady and Christian and or Christopher and whomever else may have seen a part of that team? You know, this is a great question. And I don't have any crystal ball to use to check. I have not, as far as I know, I have not been in a room with these physical human vessels with these names as a part of the Q team. I know energetically through my heart that I am part of the Q team. When Q had his four shows on the radio, the first day I ever heard him say Q team, I longed to be part of that. I wanted to be part of the Q team. And every time he said Q team, man, I just really longed to be part of the Q team. Of course, I didn't see myself as worthy or at their status. That was my perception at the time. And of course, that probably had me a roof on top of my popsicle stand. And I was very limited in that perception. But one day Q says, you're all part of the Q team. And I'm sure as one of the dedicated listeners, I became part of the Q team that day. And a lot of the dedicated listeners, we call us Q trainers. A lot of us have adopted the titles transition specialists. We knew Q as a transition specialist. And several of us listeners have adopted that title for ourselves. I am a transition specialist. My ability and skill that I'm showing up with today is just my life. It's just my human experience. That's all I'm here offering today is what happened to me, how things went, how things didn't went, and then the outcomes, the agony of defeat and the celebrations of victories. And I just offer them to you. Whatever resonates in your heart, please use it. Whatever does not, just leave it. Just, you know, take what you want, leave the rest. I'm not here to get anyone to believe me or to convince you to do it my way, because I don't have a way. It's all I have is me and my experience. Again, take what you want, leave the rest. These are great questions. If any of the original Q team members want to contact us just to give the listeners any information. They're asking a lot of questions here. The next question, whatever became of the humanitarian projects that you and I and so many others submitted to Q and his PRQ team? Again, great question. These are fabulous questions. I do not at the time have the answers to these questions. I know for me that the project show was about me finding what I was really passionate about, what's really lighting my fire inside of me, what part do I want to play, what role do I have to bring to the table, what skills do I have to bring to the table. That was what the show was for me. Questions were, some of these projects actually funded or started to any extent? Now, you know, again, I wasn't physically with the original team, and I cannot tell you which projects were funded, how they were funded, or at any extent started, finished, are they works in progress? I do know some personal stories. I know my personal project. I've heard from other Q trainers. You know, I some projects have been brought to us, and it appears they will eventually come on the show and get to showcase their project and what happened. I know one story is, it was an idea when it was turned into the original PRQ team. And now I've actually seen the website and how it's coming to fruition. And it's a beautiful website that's been established out of that and gotten just incredible. I'm not going to mention anything yet because I'm really hoping that one comes forward and we get to showcase it on the show. So another question here is, why did Q and his PRQ team just move on without informing us of the status of our humanitarian project submittals? Again, great questions. These are great questions, and I am only in great service and in deep honor to be able to even receive these questions. What a great honor. Again, I can only give you my personal take here. So for me, you know, as long as Q was showing up every weekend and giving out his information, I was tuning in every Saturday without fail, because these shows were just, his shows just spoke to me. They spoke directly to me. You know, one time I got upset one week, and I sent in an email to the production, one of the contacts for the PRQ team, and I was upset, and I put it out there, blah, 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 blah. Oh, and by the way, quit criticizing me for love and light. Because he used to constantly say how love and light doesn't work, does it? And I always took it extremely personal when he said that, because I've been signing my name, Love and Light, and then my old name, on every correspondence, every letter, every greeting card. Anytime I sign my name, I always put Love and Light. And so I just was really taking it personally every time he always said, you know, that Love and Light stuff just doesn't work. That Love and Light stuff just doesn't work now, does it? Can you see? And so in my little banter of complaining and being upset, I was very mad one day, very emotional, and I just got on there and I sent an email. And all of you that have followed him know that he doesn't read emails. But I knew somebody in his team probably did. I wasn't really sure. I'm not there. I don't know. But the next Saturday, he mentioned, yep, keep sending in the complaints. This is the complaint department. And I was like, oh, holy chicken. He got my complaint. He got my email. So I knew he received it. He might not have turned the computer on and read it the way that we know how emails are read. But I know he got my energetics. Of course, now I know that he always has my energetics 100% of the time. I'm not exactly sure how that works. I just know that to be true now. He said, keep on sending in your complaints. We need to know where you're at. We need to know what kind of help you need. So that was a little relieving for me, as it was very spontaneous when I wrote the email, because I was extremely upset. I was not in peace energy. And at the time, I was pretty good at maintaining peace energy, but something had really grabbed onto me that week and I was upset. And then I just spontaneously wrote this email and said, oh, and blah, 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 and blah. And I just put my mind out there. And then I might have felt a little some way about it, but was really relieved to hear. He just invited more complaints. He said, we need to know where you're at. So the communication is important for me today, whether I'm communicating whatever my condition is, whatever my state of being is. I need to just be me. I need to love me and accept me in all of my states, all of my emotions, all of my mental fallings, right? So I can have a great day of peace and maintain peace 100% of the time throughout the entire day now. There used to be, you know, as I started practicing staying in the moment, started practicing remaining at peace in all things, it was constantly in and out and constantly in and out and constantly fluctuating. So I can still have a great day of peace and just, man, go to sleep feeling really heartfelt, accomplished, and then the next day wake up in my head. It still fluctuates. It is what it is. I just love myself through it. I learn to practice. I learn what triggers are, what triggers me, what helps me maintain and sustain. Okay, questions. Again, general questions to aerobaticseagull@proton.me. And if any, I don't think I covered that the way I wanted to. So why did Q and his team just move on without informing us? You know, what good would it have done? And by the way, I do think he informed us. There was I think the week before he did mention, oh, I almost didn't show up today. To me, that was the warning right there. I felt when I heard him say that there was going to be a day where he just didn't show up. And so for me, him always showing up on the weekends, when he first didn't show up, I thought, okay, one week break, everybody needs a break. He needed a vacation, and BBS was calling it a vacation. And then the second week unfolded. And what I found in myself is a withdrawal, a crunch. It was the second Saturday and he wasn't showing up. And what I see in my own life is that I was addicted
to having Q show up and talk to me every single weekend. And as long as I could rely on that every Saturday, I just go about my week doing my thing. And I would always be surprised on Saturday when he would talk right to me, and he would even, you know, things about my week would get mentioned in the show. The synchronicities would show up on Saturday that would kind of be in sync with my week. But when I didn't have that, I went crunch. I went out. And I am a recovering alcoholic and addict. And so I know that crunch. I know that withdrawal feeling. And I knew right then that there was a false dependency that I had on my brother Q to show up and give me my answers. I was depending on him to show up and powerhouse me through my next week. I was depending on him to show up and give me answers. And what had to happen is that he had to quit being the source of my being. He had to quit being the guru that I was depending on, that I was relying on. It was time to take my training wheels off and to jump on that bike by myself and go. That meant I had to practice my commands. It meant I had to practice remaining in peace. And I like peace. Of course, this is the project team. So we have projects, playmates, presentations. Peas, I thought that was great coincidence when I was writing the page and we had these topics, because peas are always have been significant to me for, I don't know, 20 years. Patience, perseverance, persistence, practice. And loving myself through the process. So the one thing I want to start with today is you, me. We are all gods and goddesses. We are infinite creators. We are equal to Emmanuel, born 2,000 years ago. The first time I heard Q speaking, he was being interviewed by Ted Marr, and a caller called in and said, Were you in the body of Jesus 2,000 years ago? He explained that there was 3 light columns in the body of Yeshua. And today, 2,000 years ago, our human bodies have been engineered to hold less light. Our bodies today were not capable of holding all 3 light columns. So they each came in, exploded in here, into Prism Planet, into thousands of bodies. And then he went on to say how all of us, all humans, were spirits from creation, from Prime Creator. We are all infinite spirits, and we all have the power of Jesus. We can all perform what the dark coined as miracles really are, is just everyday creation to the spirits that we are. So I'm going to read a little bit. This is an article in For the People, forthepeople.space. And it's under the heading Conversations with Q. There's a topic called Biblical. And there is a saying, if Christ appeared on earth today, many would not recognize him
and once again he would be crucified. Q is one of the light beings from Source who dance through the body of Jesus to activate humanity, and perhaps played the biggest role or main role in that body as ascension catalyst or transition specialist, delivering the main teachings of Christ. Ron Amatron was also in that body doing the healings. Q represents a lineage of light beings who have volunteered to grace this earth throughout the ages to awaken humanity in order to facilitate a global ascension and bring our frequencies into a higher experience of unconditional love and peace. The body of Christ was a vehicle specially prepared by the creation light ship over 2,000 years ago to flow with multiple light beings from Source who would provide their own expertise. This ascension period, they did it a little differently. Ron Amatron and Q brought their light being into their own specially prepared vehicle. Q also fractionalized his own spirit to share with other light field vehicles on Earth to spread the awakening far and wide. 1,000 Qs are here. That is 1 million bodies with the light of Q animating them. 1 million bodies with the light of Q animating them. This is where I come in here. I'm going to say, you know, I come to this platform claiming to be Q's twin sister. I am Q's twin sister. Would any of you all like to step forward? Because I'm not the only one here. I really ain't the only one that could call themselves twin sister to Q. I know there's some of you out there. I'm just wondering. I'm just calling you in, man. Show up to the table. Bring yourself. I'm looking for my twin sisters and brothers out there. I know you're there. This is back to the article here. Light beings do not wish to be idolized or worshiped. They are living examples of our highest potential, here to remind us of true heroic probabilities. Again, there's millions of me here. I am nobody to be worshiped. I'm just like you. I came here born in a human vessel. I had my memory wiped. It's really only, there are different points in my life where I can see activations happened, but really it was getting on the Q train and you know, hearing the harmonics of Q and being attracted to that, and then following him like he was my guru, and then, you know, feeling the crunch when he left. Only to find that he is accessible within my heart. He's a frequency here to help me, and he's a frequency here to help all of us ascend. He promised he was never leaving. He was going to be here till the end, till whenever we ascend. He is always with us and always accessible through our heart. Through our heart. So this is a quote. I want to get this right. It looks like a quote from Q. The only difference between me and anyone else is I got all my memories back. So my story is going to get very, very common soon. And the more I publish my voice, the more you hear my frequency. The more I'm around society, that will raise their awareness, consciousness. And the original shows can be found on BBS Radio. The links are listed on my show page. You can also go to the talk show search engine of the BBS webpage themselves. The shows are Being Inspired with Q, Project Review with Q, PRQ Timelines, PRQ Homesteading. And then Ron Ametron, who was the healer in the body of Yeshua 2,000 years ago, he has a current website created for humanity. http://creationlightship.com. Creation Lightship is all one word, lowercase.com. And the quote from both Ron and Q is, "All you need is one book with one page, and that page says, go within." I'm going to read a song. I don't quite have my, I don't have the equipment I'm looking for. Eventually, I will sing a chorus on certain songs. Shane, I see you in the chat. I'm going to move on a little bit because I'm watching the time and I'm not getting my information out today. So The Little Garden, the name of the song is Little Garden by Alan Nerio. The album is Sovereign Kin, Book One, The Spark. Breathe. Everything's changing. Breathe. You are a leader in these times. Breathe. And all the ones around you, remind them to breathe. Breathe. The spell's been broken. We've been running far too fast, too long. See, all life is calling out for a moment now to breathe. Listen to your heart. Grow a little garden. Feed the ones around you with your love. Listen to your heart. Know that we are with you. Be the shining forest that you are. Don't let the fear take you away. There's too much at stake. This is the path for which you were born. These are the times for which you were made. Don't let the fear take you away. There's too much at stake. This is the path for which you were born. So lay your body to the earth. Lay your mind down for a while. Find the space between. Breathe. Your skies are clearing. Breathe. The trees are singing into your lungs. Breathe, and all the ones around you, you remind them to breathe. Listen to your heart. Grow a little garden. Feed the ones around you with your love. Listen to your heart. Know that we are with you. Be the shining forest that we are. Breathe. We are infinite beings, gods and goddesses. I'm going to just cover a couple things, looking at the mind matrix versus heart inspiration. So this is a quote from Q. The project review with Q teaches the process of creation. Live through your heart, your highest excitement. This is how we develop realities we prefer, realities closest to our heart. So when I'm excited and passionate, my spirit is eager to support and create and play. Once my creative, passionate spark is lit, source energy flows to me, through me, and all around me. When I am passionate and excited, It just, that's what we keep talking about when we talk about synchronicities. Everything is in sync and just things start magically showing up. I mean, it seems magic, but it's almost just normal now for those of us that have been practicing finding our heart's passion. So the questions that I like to ask myself, since I'm an infinite being, I can create anything at all. When there's things going on around me that I'm not really happy about, or I'm puzzled or unhappy, stressed, weird, if it's some really weird, crazy. One time I pulled in a parking lot and parked my motorhome to park, and I always felt that was a safe place to park. And one night I got angry man with the car door open on my left, yelling and screaming. And then I got this guy over here smoking outside my window. My window was cracked and his smoke's coming in. And so I sit there and I ask myself, if I can create anything, why am I creating this? It's just a little exercise I like to do when I'm not happy with my surroundings. And then for the projects, what is my highest excitement above and beyond anything else? Anything. What role do I want to play? Do I want to be a director? Do I want to be the actor, the writer, maybe the musician? Maybe I want to be the makeup artist. Maybe I want to be the audience experiencing the production. Maybe I don't want to work at all. I just want to sit out in the audience and experience the show. What do I want to do? What excites me the most about my role? How would I like my passion to play out in my project? And then here is where I need to have a little bit of perception change. Instead of intention, that's my mind energy, which is where that's where I always was operating. That's where I was used to figuring things out, planning, projecting, making my lists. And instead, I want to change my perception a little bit. I want to look at outcomes, heartfelt inspirations. What's in my heart? What's my passion? What's the outcome? I don't want to plan every little detail up to the outcome. I just want to have a heartfelt passion that this is what I want, and then allow the universe to step in and play with me and help create. Instead of judging, which is a mind activity, instead of looking at something in judgment, going, oh, that's good, bad, that's good, evil, that's truth or deception, that's right or wrong, that's heaven or hell. That's all a mind activity. But instead, I like to drop into my heart. Is this, when I'm looking at an object, I'm going to question, is this thing, this person, place, thing, or situation, is it of my heart? What's the function of the thing I'm looking at? Is the function unite, or does it separate? Does it divide? These are great indications for discernment. This is a quote by T.H. White. The destiny of a man is to unite, not to divide. This is a great place when I'm discerning situations. I look at situations and I say, is that situation bringing things together? Is it uniting, or is it separating? That will just give me a little bit of information of which way it's going. So Q says, remove the doubt of needing something before I can do something, like money. Well, before, here's my project, A, B, and C, and boy, am I all amped up and I'm all ready to get started, and now all I need is money. And by doing that, you're going to just shoot yourself in the foot. I'm going to give you my example. I had a show to do, the St. Thomas show I was planning last spring. I took a break over the summer. I get back on the train and I'm all ready to do my St. Thomas show. And somebody 1 week, they mentioned the project show. Oh, we're going to do Q's project show. And I said, no. Oh no, I'm not going to do Q's project show. But people had been emailing us with projects, and that was fun. And I liked corresponding with the people through the emails, but I was like, I'm not going to do a project show. Well, as soon as I told somebody that, I, in communication with my team, they were really amping me up to get started with my St. Thomas show. And they included how I'm going to do a twin show, sister show. Every other week I do the project show, and every other week I do the St. Thomas show. And I just come out of communication just totally amped up, like, okay. And I call in and I book the show with Dawn, and I've got my shows booked, and I'm all excited. I'm full of passion, and I'm on top of the world. I'm fired up. And then it hits me like a ton of bricks. Oh, wait, it's just me. I don't have anybody to do the Zoom room and follow, like BBS Radio just let me know I have a caller. But it'd be nice if I had somebody working the show with me who could watch that and say, hey, there's a caller. It'd be nice if I had some people that wanted to do the internet stuff and receive emails. And it would be nice if I had some people that want it. It just hit me like a ton of bricks. Oh, shoot, I'm all by myself. You know, within 2 weeks, I gave BBS Radio a 2 week period before I'd be ready for my show. And it was just me. And within 2 weeks, I had three people contact me. Each one of them spoke up for a different part. They each were passionate about a specific thing, which was great. Every somebody said, hey, I want to do this. I'm like, great. That'd be fabulous. You know, hey, I want to proof the email projects. Wow. Great. That'd be great. And he's a super duper receiver and is going to receive 5,000 projects a week. So get turning them in. I'm just saying. And it's just phenomenal how it took off and how Source showed up and just started bringing people with skills, with passions. And it's just really awesome how it fell into place. And my project is to anchor in paradise, new earth. I want to live and play. I want to fly and search through the matrix and find all those little light particles that are still hiding in the dark. I want to search for every particle of light, giving them all. Oli, oli, income free. Oli, oli, income free. Find, invite. I want to find and embrace. I want to find and harmonize with. I want to find, gather, collect, that we all are free. Okay. I have Shane. Are you still on line one?
I am here. Thank you. I've been listening to you create.
Aww.
That's a fun experience, being able to watch this journey with you.
Well, thank you. You are a big example of how unity works. When we get excited and talk to somebody else about our passions, you and a couple other people from the Q train have been a big part of my journey. And it just, the horsepower, you know, after I talk to you or a couple of the others, it just seems like there's so much propulsion forward, like things just start happening fast after we get together and talk. Is that how you experience it?
Absolutely. I'm actually very aware, very aware of it. One of the reasons why, you know, when you get talking, especially what you're doing right now on the radio, and it's what you're helping people see, is the fact that you're here, present in the moment, sharing your positive, loving energetics of wanting to connect with other beings of light that are here. And you're on here and you're putting it out there. Therefore, it will come back to you and return to you in a positive way. And so when we do talk, I like to listen to you talk, because you start to create. And then after we get off the phone or whichever way we connect, because we can connect telepathically, we can connect energetically. We don't have to be on the phone, do we?
No.
We can feel the energetics. Yes, you're right. So when we do talk, we are creating. We're creating right now in a positive way. And I heard you when you said, you know, you would love for other beings, the other sisters and brothers of Q to come forward. And, you know, in what I am experiencing is, you know, how did you know that you were a twin sister? You know, how did you come to that point? Maybe that's time for another show, but another show for another day. But I think there's a lot of light beings out there right now that are trying to find themselves and understand what they're experiencing. And this show will find them, because your heartfelt energetics will magnetize and gravitate towards them, and they come towards you, because there are a lot of people that wanting to know what's going on right now. So I love the fact that you put the bravery and courage into creating this and being your authentic self on the radio. Not everybody may understand you at this moment in their journey. However, you are helping a lot of people connect the dots with your loving heart, and how powerful it is, and becoming aware of it is such an amazing journey. And I just want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Shane. You know, I'm hoping that by doing this project show, I'm hoping to bring people forward on the radio with projects. That's the one thing about Q doing the project show. I was hoping to hear more about the projects. And questions have come in to me about what projects have happened, and was any of them funded, or did any of them get started? And I'm sure they did, but we didn't really hear about that on the radio. And I'm really hoping that some of these projects would like to get a little attention on the airway by coming forward and sharing with us what they've done and what their journey was about. Maybe to give horsepower. That's what I'm looking to do here, is to help people get a little horsepower behind their passion.
Well, what I've experienced is I've spoken with a lot of people that submitted projects back then that were on the Q show and called in and submitted a lot of projects. And a lot of them really aren't aware that their projects are actually being approved by themselves. I've spoke with a lot of people that submitted projects 2-3 years ago, and that now they can look back and say, you know what, I submitted a project that I wanted to do this, this, and this. I'm actually doing it today. However, I wasn't approved with this, this, and this back then. So I think it was the expectations and attachments to how the projects were going to be approved that were not fulfilled here and now in their mind the way it was going to happen. And I think that's what's so important with these projects. It's like myself. I wanted to be – I remember calling into one of Q shows years ago, and I was highly connected to Q, and I was energetically connected. And he helped me connect the dots a lot. And my passion, when I submitted a project, it was about money. It was about Nasara Jasara. It was about money at the time. But I was on his show, and I said out loud, I really, really love doing what you do. I want to be a transition specialist. Well, fast forward to now, and I've been blessed to be able to connect with several beings of light that are on this journey that are really ready to have and help connect the dots. And it has been absolutely amazing to be able to experience this with them, because when I unite with people like yourself, other beings of light that are on this journey, when I unite with them, we kind of help each other connect the dots and anchor more awareness and knowing through our excitement, through our intentions, through our actions. So to the people will show up. And they just need to become aware that they are the ones that are actually approving their projects. They're actually the ones that are creating the reality. They're approving it through themselves. It's up to them to connect with the Alliance. It's up to them to be able to connect energetically with Source and learn how to stay out of the mind energy and doubt. You know how doubt can affect your reality, but your heart always overpowers your mind. And sometimes our heart power and our mind power are in competition, and it's just a matter of us aligning our heart with our mind and allowing the things to show up without any expectations on how they're going to get there. So they will show up. You're being guided to do this for a reason. I absolutely adore and appreciate everything that you're doing.
Thank you. I really feel like a lot of my horsepower has come from talking with you, and that's kind of also, I wanted to put that out there for people that if you are passionate about your projects, go out and tell people about it and find supportive people. Hopefully these days we are having all of those persons in our life that aren't supportive, or they always tell us how we can't do what we want, or they call us crazy. Hopefully those kind of people are just falling out of our lives. But for me to go out and talk about my passion and get it out there, that's how I started connecting with synchronicities. And I just have here under horsepower, comes from your heart. Love yourself, love what you want, love your passion, and know that you are pulling it towards you.
Absolutely. You know, I had to isolate myself away from other frequency that didn't match either. But today I plant seeds through my actions and who I am. Even in my reality physically, or if I'm connecting with other beings of light that are on this journey, I go out every day and I represent who I am and what I am. And a lot of times, you know, once you learn to stay in the moment like we are doing, and we're becoming more and more aware of it, and staying in our heart energy and not using our mind, and when you are really passionate about, like myself, I'm passionate about connecting with other beings of light that are ready, you know, so when I do that daily, there could be a stranger that crosses my path just for a moment in time that's ready to hear it. And it's up to me to stay in awareness and become aware of that. And when that moment happens, to capitalize on it. And it could be just a handshake. It could be just a, hey, how are you doing? And sometimes our frequency does not make people feel good, especially that are going through something. But it's just up to us to hold that frequency and that light. And over a period of time, you can plant a seed that will start growing within their mind and within their heart, and then they want to know more about how you got to where you're at. So just stay on this journey. We stay positive, and we don't have judgment, right? And because we do that, people do show up, the beings of light that do show up when they're ready. But again, I wanted to express to you how grateful I am to you and for what you're doing with poor people. So thank you so much. And one more thing, I remember way back when I first started listening to Q, I didn't really understand what he was saying. It didn't click with me then. It took a few years for me to go back and listen to another show, and I would say to myself, you know, it didn't resonate with me then, but I've come so far since then, and now I understand, and it helped me connect the dots again. So people right now that are listening may not resonate with what you're saying. However, they are very intrigued, and you have planted many positive seeds. And now it's just time. It's up to them to want them to grow and to let that seed grow within them. So we do what we can do, and then we just keep moving.
Oh, thanks, Shane. I got 3 minutes, and I just want to prep everybody. On the show page itself is our emails. So if you have a project, we're calling out for 1 million humanitarian projects, and don't be, I thought humanitarian was some big, huge thing that was, you know, in making world changes and improving human welfare, which I didn't think was me. And then I heard Q say one day, no one project is more valuable than the other. Some people love to bead, and some people love to support making beads.
which is kind of funny because I was sitting out in the desert making beading jewelry at the time I heard him say that. And lo and behold, my project counts. He goes on to say that these folks are really important. So any project of any type at any stage, we want a minimum of 3 pages. You can use any of the topics that have been put out on the project review with Q that is found. There's a link on our page that takes you to For the People. It just throws out some topics: art, agriculture, aquatics, comedy, communication, construction. The list goes on infinitely. We are looking for creating the new earth. So I would love reform projects, science reform, language reform, medicine reform, political reform, education reform. Maybe we need to reform. And then playmates. The project team has opportunities for new team members. If you're interested, email us at arrowteamplay@outlook.com. That's under playmates. You also might not have your own project, but you are equally as valuable. Your 1 to 3 pages might look like, I love to do this. I love to support this. And share a little bit about yourself. That is arrowteamplay@outlook.com. Again, it's found on the show page. And then we also have presentations. Is anyone wanting to share their passion, their greatest excitement on live air? We would love to showcase a project, a proposal for a project, or advertise anything that you're involved in passionately, whether you're doing retreats, courses for teaching, or have created your own website. We would love to connect with you. We'd love to hear from you. And that's it. It's a wrap for me. Love, 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 love to everybody. Love and light, whether it works or not.